JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
On today's program, we check in on the wards of the state displaced by the recent fire at Walker's Place of Safety, and later a disaster prep tip. Let's go Roundabout JA. Stay tuned.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its national security strategy. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.
I'm here at the Walker's Place of Safety, or where the Walker's Place of Safety once stood, home to 36 children, some with special needs. What you're hearing is me walking through the building, in part because not all places can be accessed due to the rubble. The scorched mango trees and empty yard are a bit different from the still vibrant and verdant playground, complete with swings and slides and a picnic table with no children to occupy them. There are still toys, there's a washing brush, a ball, and some other things that remind you that this place was once very active and lively with children 3 to 18 years old. Some of the children are currently at the Jamaica National Children's Home, others at Maxfield Park Children's Home. Let's head to Maxfield Park and hear how the children are faring there as we join Minister Shaheeni Robinson. She's accompanied by Head of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, CPFSA, Rosalie Gage Gray, and they brought some goodies for the children.
We have brought toiletries, we have brought school bags, we have brought sheets, we have brought beds, we have brought some canned stuff, rice, and this is just a sample of what we're giving.
Social Security Minister Shaheeni Robinson. 9 of the 36 children formerly housed at the Walker's Place of Safety now call Maxfield Park home. While they've been provided with the necessary amenities, some of the children still long to be reunited with their house brothers and sisters. Nevertheless, one boy is making friends.
I have some of them in a big board and they're long there.
The donations coming in from all areas of society have been so numerous, Chief Executive Officer of the Child Protection and Family Services Agency, Rosalie Gage Gray, says there is enough to share with other wards of the state.
The first priority was for the Walker's children in the three facilities that they have been placed. We also got support for the staff. What we have will share for the other homes as well. And we have an active program of supporting families who are in need of supplies. So whatever comes to us will be properly utilized.
Olympic record holder Usain Bolt was one of several donors. He pledged $1 million to assist the wards. If you'd like to give to the cause, the CPFSA drop-off sites are still accepting items of personal care, clothing, and non-perishable food. The most immediate needs, though, include uniforms and stationery for school. Drop-off centers are located at 40 and 48 Duke Street, Kingston, as well as other CPFSA offices island-wide. They're open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. Monetary contributions are also being accepted at the Duke Street branch of the National Commercial Bank. Account number 06-101-8964. Vision 2030 Jamaica is the roadmap guiding the island to development within the next 12 years. To learn more about the goals and strategies of the development plan, log on to vision2030.gov.jm. And here's a disaster prep tip. Ensure all household members know two ways to escape from every room of your home if possible. Conduct a drill and practice your family fire escape plan at least twice a year. That's where we end today's program. Thanks for staying with us. Join us tomorrow as we highlight happenings Roundabout JA. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Vanessa Silvera. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.